You're listening to WLVR. This is First Person Lehigh Valley, where community members tell their own stories.
My name is Robin Riley Casey, and I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania. I identify as an African-American woman, and this is my story. I was raised by a strong Black woman. Her name was Doris Jean Riley. And she was a single mother, not by choice. Her husband died at a very young age. I believe he was 21, 22. I was raised in a Black neighborhood and went to, from K through the seventh grade, all Black schools. And all my friends were Black except for one biracial little girl that was in our neighborhood. That was my exposure to white people, I guess. I also had a fifth grade teacher. She was a Black woman. Her name was Mildred Clark, and she had the biggest afro I've ever seen. And she taught me about Malcolm X and MLK in this kind of radical way. And I never really thought about it. She just seemed kind of like this amazing Black Panther-like woman. And I loved her. And that must have made an impression upon me, that she was a strong kind of out there teacher. And I always had these amazing teachers throughout my education, all the way through my K through seventh grade experience. And when I got to high school, I didn't have no longer did I have Black faculty members. I only had white faculty members, but I had so many strong Black faculty members K through seventh, it didn't matter. So I had a real strong foundation up until that point. So I graduated from Lourdes. Then I said to my mom, I want to go on to a larger school. And so I went to Bowling Green State University and got really involved into politics. And it wasn't called the Black Lives Matter movement then, but it was a real radical Black nationalist movement. It was the Black Muslims. And I got involved with them, and I really, really enjoyed it. But that's when I got a taste of what I would consider a white supremacist kind of experience that I had never experienced before. I had a bunch of friends. They were all white women. And I was, I was involved in the feminist movement, considered myself a feminist. And came around January, it was MLK Day celebration was coming up. And my friend said to me, Robin, aren't you going to develop an MLK Day celebration? I'm like, why me? And they were like, well, MLK. I'm like, why me? And like, basically because I was Black. And I'm like, that's a bunch of bull. I'm like, what? Oh, now I get it. It's not because MLK is special to all of us. It's because he's special to me because I'm Black. So now I'm pissed, And I guess at that moment, I kind of accepted that they didn't see me in the same way that I thought I saw us, that we were all in it together. And that really hurt. Over the years, I think that my social justice part of my identity has been the main characteristic of my identity that has probably carried me the furthest in terms of my passion and the thing that I have found to be the closest to people understanding what I value. My nieces and nephews, when they think of me in terms of my work around advocacy, whether it's around feminist practice, whether it's around fighting for racial justice, those kinds of things. That's how they know me and think of me. And I'm happy with that. Yeah, I think that's what I want to be known for, is my work in those areas.
Robin Riley Casey of Allentown, sharing her story on First Person Lehigh Valley. If you'd like to be considered for this feature, visit our website at wlvr.org/firstperson. This is WLVR.